Are you doing something dirty?
Are you doing something your parents don't know about?
Are you breaking the law?
Are you breaking the rules?
Open your knees and feel the breeze. Nottingham's calling and punk is here to stay.
Not calling. It's me, Zach.
I'm back with Charlotte. Yep, we're back. I'm sorry it has been a while, but we are back with a fantastic show for you today.
All the effort that we've been saving up has been pumped into bringing you some good punk music this week.
Yeah.
To kick it off, we're going to start with probably, quintessential post-punk, early pop-punk rock.
I mean, it's the song that everyone knows and loves. Everyone can scream to this one. It's amazing. And, of course, it is Green Day. And this is American Idiot.
America. Welcome to a new country.
That was Green Day there with American Idiot. What a way to start the show, hey?
don't you mean the revitalized band Sweet Children from...
Yeah, so Green Day used to be called Sweet Children.
It's not. I don't think it's as an iconic as a name.
No, no. Apparently, Billy Joe changed the name after experience with pop. He changed it to Green Day.
What, he had a psychedelic experience?
Perhaps.
I suppose green, as in like the green.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, very insightful.
Well, they're a fantastic band anyway. And can you believe they're all in their 40s now? Scary,
and
right?
I assume we'll never see them play again at this point.
Well, he had a bit of a breakdown on stage, didn't he, Billy Joe, last time he performed.
Yeah, and they've been squirreled away by Universal ever since.
I think their old songs are the best anyway.
Oh yeah, I don't think they're ever going to top. If they ever reform, it should just be to play Wake Me Up When September Ends and American Idiot again.
Why not?
Our next band is American again. Sort of 1978, picture that. I'm not going to tell you the name of the band just yet, but if you can guess the name from the four very, very distinctive characters who form the band, we've got Klaus Fluoride, Jello Biafra, D.H. Pellegro, and East Bay Ray.
I mean, what amazing names.
I mean, it was very, very overambitious of me to think that anyone could guess that, but the band we are going to bring to you right now is Dead Kennedys, sort of the ultimate anti-institutional American late punk rock band.
Yeah, they really are. From San Francisco.
Yes, they are. The song we're going to play for you now is Holiday in Cambodia, which is sort of one of their anti-Vietnam, anti-sort of involvement in the Asian region, one of their songs against all that. And it's an absolutely brilliant song. It's my favourite Dave Kennedy song. So it's a delight to be able to share it with you now.
Here it is, Holiday in Cambodia by Dave Kennedys.
Right.
Kennedy in Cambodia.
Yeah, Dead Kennedys. We were just looking at their website, and they seem to be the only band in the world to still promote exclusively using their MySpace page.
Yeah, they have MySpace still, which is always interesting.
Yeah, they really don't like the system. Really. they're really harking back to the old days. No, Dead Kennedys, one of the greatest American sort of punk artists for really questioning sort of the world around them and the system. And the idea that, you know, American teenagers at that time were really exposed to music that was this politically engaged, you know, makes it unsurprising that, you know, when Dead Kennedys and all their sort of associates came to be as big as they were ever going to be, you know, the rest of society reacted as well. When you had so many sort of anti-nuclear protest movements, yeah, you know, protests against like institutional racism, things like that. It's, you know, and it's really due to bands like this really putting on a spotlight on society.
I mean, you've just written a dissertation on that, haven't you, really?
Yeah, yeah. I've just written a dissertation on sort of the UK side of things and to do with like Margaret Thatcher and how we can understand how like subcultural movements like nuclear disarmament or the punk rock movement are really affected and how they sort of experience growth and get a new energy when there's sort of a new divisive politics in town. But you don't want to hear about my history.
Well, talking of a country that is used to rebellion and fighting back, we're going to go to Scotland now from America, and this is The Exploited.
So The Exploited are an Edinburgh band. Four council estate boys got together and sort of became the face, along with Anti-Nowhere League and stuff like that, of the UK 82 punk rock revival. What song are we going to play for them now?
We're going to play Sex and Violence.
Well, I suppose if there's any two themes that are most common in a lot of the songs we play for you, sex and violence will be the perfect descriptor. This is The Exploited with Sex and Violence.
Sex and violence. Sex and violence. Sex and violence. Sex.
fantastic. Very long song there.
Yeah, if you were wondering, that song was about both sex and violence. I don't think
you
want to
guess, would you?
Clear.
You want to guess?
No, not at all. That's a great song. It's sort of the legacy of Sham 69, which we played a few weeks ago, and that sort of oi music genre that we were discussing.
Yeah, I've got to say, the Exploited were quite a controversial band back in the day. A lot of they're very much punk rock, and they got accused of racism quite a few times.
It tends to happen, especially with fan bases, because these are big socio-cultural movements, and especially sort of right-wing fascist groups. They just wanted to infiltrate the sort of power and the energy and anger of a gig like a punk rock gig and use that to direct it for not so enjoyable means as the music that we get to enjoy on the show.
Their fans were called the Barmy Army. Shout out to any of you if you were part of the Barmy Army back then. But they were very punk rock, the band were. Jem Howard, the former manager, said he would often sneak the band out of hotels late, as they would often vandalise the hotel and steal everything they could from the rooms.
Yeah. It's,
which is very punk rock.
Oh, yeah. But very then I think a lot of the music scene at that point was all about the sort of glamour of destroying things.
Yeah. TVs out of windows.
Yeah, we were watching, I don't know if anyone saw it, but on Pete Townsend from Rolling Stones was on Graham Norton's show talking about how they put too much explosives in the bass drum to end My Generation, because they used to have an explosion and smash everything up. And the explosion was so big in their debut American
the
show.
Stage, didn't it?
Yeah, that it sort of ripped his arm open and threw them all off the stage. The next band that we're going to play have quite as big and as extravagant a gig as I just described, but with less explosives.
They have less explosives, but they are arguably my favourite band of all time. Now, they can be classed as rock. This band is a bit of a hybrid in terms of its music.
They exist in
they change
a lot of
every
spheres.
Single album is a different feel. A little bit like Plan B in the pop world, and Shikari are like that in the rock world. They develop using all different types of genres, and the one we're going to play is a little bit more punk rock. It's Gandhi Make Gandhi. It's one of my favourite Enter Shikari songs.
And this song's from Flash Flood of Colour, isn't it?
It is, yeah, which is one of my favourite albums. If you haven't seen Enter Shikari live, the atmosphere at one of their gigs is incredible.
I went and this was the first time I went to see Enter Shikari was my first mosh pit gig, and I had a great time. You were quite worried about me.
I was a bit worried that he was going to get lost.
But I had
a
great
broken.
Time. I had a great time.
He had a fantastic time, and the atmosphere is just incredible. It's next to nothing.
And it's songs like this that are really associated with creating that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And when we talk about like this as being part of our punk rock show, it's the atmosphere and the fans and the sort of...
It's something you don't get as much of today. And Shikari really, are trying to recreate that.
They really channel their identity in their music. And I don't think there's a song which portrays it any better than Gandhi Make Gandhi.
No. And they're very political as well as a band, which always links in with the punk as well, obviously, because punk rides along the political scene all the time. So this band's from St Albans, and this is Enter Shikari. Let me know what you think at www.un1350.net. We'd love to hear your opinions. Here is Gandhi Make Gandhi, Enter Shikari.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think the primary purpose of your life, of my life, and the entirety of the human race is just to blindly consume to support a failing economy and a faulty system. Forever and ever until we run out of every resource and have to resort to blowing each other up to ensure our own survival. I don't think we're supposed to sit by idle whilst we continue to use the long outdated system that produces war, poverty, collusion, corruption, ruins our environment and threatens every aspect of our health and does nothing but divide and segregate us. I don't think how much military equipment we're selling into other countries, how many hydrocarbons we're burning, how much money has been printed and exchanged is a good measure of how healthy our society is. But I do think I can speak for everyone when I say we're sick of this shit.
Red. Gandhi. All right, I'm fine. Gandhi. See, if we keep them silent, they'll resort to violence, and that's how we criminalize change.
Oh, yabba dabba do, one son, we don't want your rules. Who you fooling, son? We got all the tools. We need to build a whole new system to correct these flaws. I'm already listening to them. You're a communist. You're a fucking utopianist. Oh, they come to your massive labels, but their attempt just fails. Cause man, we're so far out your comfort zone. We stop, think, begin to revive. We stop, think, begin to revive. We stop, we think, we begin to revive. We begin to revive. Bring the call out to the front line. Get a message out to the contact squad. Transmit emergency frequencies. Bring the call out to the front line. Get a message out to the contact squad. Bring the call out, bring the call out, bring the call out.
Shikari, my favourite band ever there. Absolutely love that band. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it's a little bit out of the punk comfort zone, but that's what we try to do on Not So Cool. We try and show you all branches of punk, even if far out there.
Oh, definitely.
We go post-punk, and obviously that's kind of like a hybrid of punk rock and dubstep.
If you actually want to hear more about Enter Shikari, not to blow Charlotte's trumpet for her, but she has done an interview with the band.
I have.
It is on the University Radio Nottingham website.
It's on the URN SoundCloud.
Oh, okay.
So if you go on SoundCloud and you type in University Radio Nottingham or URN, we have lots and lots of interviews on there. And one of the interviews is with Rory from Enter Shikari. It talks about their influences and their new album that they released last year. And you can find out a lot about the band
that interview. Yeah, you had an I listened to it, and you had an interesting discussion about sort of their influences and how it is that, you know, they can be at one point sort of a more punky band, and then their recent album is a bit more Britpop. It's all about how, you know, sort of political climates and things like that change the way that they view their music and how they want, you know, to present certain things to their audience.
So, yeah, just go onto SoundCloud and then type in URN and you'll find that one on there. And now it is time for a bit of this.
Here's some new music, you fucking slags.
So, as that just said, it's time for some new music. And Zach's really excited about this new band.
So, one of the main difficulties with not being on the air for the last few weeks is that I have been desperate to play this band for you. The band that we will be playing for you today is Idols. They're currently touring the US, but they're a Bristol-based band. And although their lead singer says that there's a lot more to them than just their punk songs, their new album, which is called Brutalism, is, I would say, the greatest punk album from the last 5 years to have come out and really made a statement. I won't go too much into detail before you hear the music.
Well, they're quite a new band, really. They formed in 2012.
Yeah, but they're already flying all over the place and supporting people. They've just been on tour with the Maccabees. Yeah. And, you know, they're playing all the big gigs. They've been in Nottingham and back where I'm from, they played this place called Chinnery's, which is where sort of Arctic Monkeys played when they were setting out. And, you know, they're really starting to build a sort of machine and audience that's going to propel them, you know, to hopefully become one of the big new bands in the next 5-6 years.
If you're interested in the band, look at www.idolsband.com. It gives you a little bit about them. The first opening sentence on their website says, "At a point of uncertainty, Idols brings you concise carnage," which I quite like.
I would say.
And it gives you kind of like a overview of some of their albums and why they wrote it. For example, Brutalism, one of their albums that you can get on vinyl, is written after and during one of their mother's deaths. So it's quite interesting. You can hear the background between things, and you can also see where they're touring as well.
Yeah, so the first song we're going to play for you is Mother, which is the song that Charlotte was just describing. That is from that's the lead sort of headline song from their first album, Brutalism. They've done a couple of singles and EPs, and the song we're going to play for you after that is Well Done, which is a single from 2016. But we'll start off with the newest one to really show you where the band is at the moment.
So this is Mother
by Idols.
Thank you. get a job. Eva Tarquin has a job. Mary Berry's got a job. So why don't you get a job? Well done. Why don't you win a medal? Eva Tarquin wins a medal. Mary Berry's got a medal. So why don't you get a medal? Well done. I'd rather cut my nose off. Tarquin has a degree. Mary Berry's got a degree. So why don't you get a degree? Well done. Why don't you like reggae? Eva Tarquin likes reggae. Mary Berry loves reggae. So why don't you like reggae? Well done. Why don't you watch football? Eva Tarquin likes football. Trevor Nelson loves football. So why don't you watch football? Well done! I'd rather cut my nose off to spite my face. I'd rather cut my nose off to spite my... Huh? Get on your bike, she said. Let them eat cake.
That was Idols there with Well Done.
Yeah, and before that was sort of the lead track from their new 2018 album, Brutalism. That was Mother. We hope you enjoyed it. I've been dying to bring that band to you over the last few weeks. They've just got something about them, and especially their music videos. I know I said before we played the two songs that they don't always fully embrace their label as punk music, but there's a real attitude and sort of persona around, especially the lead singer and the way that they present themselves, which is just like, it's punk rock done in a modern way for a modern generation. And the way that they're going about and making manoeuvres in the music business means that they're probably going to be a mainstay for a couple of years to come. We were just talking about a punk rock festival that they're featuring in, weren't we, Charlotte?
We were. So in Blackpool every year, you may know already if you're a punk rock fan, they have a festival called Rebellion Festival. It's at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool, and it happens every single year, and it's a four-day festival. It costs £160 for the whole 4 days. But you can buy two tickets, which are £60 each. And they've got so many good bands there.
So imagine if we, as a punk rock show, had designed a headline group from the bands that we normally play on the show. We'd probably end up with Stiff Little Fingers, GBH, The Vandals, The Exploited, Idols, even though I've just played it. And wait a minute, they are all featuring over the 4 days at this festival. The price is a little bit steep, but I think that's getting more and more common with a lot of bands that, you know, are you know, getting older and still performing at such a high level. I know a few people went to see Billy Bragg when he came to Rock City, and they said that, you know, even though the music is great and it's as fruitful as it ever was, things are starting to get a bit more expensive. But this festival is, you know, I would say one of the best ways to spend £160 if you want to go to a festival, you know, that isn't Reading or Leeds, because, you know, there's very much debate over how good that lineup is this year.
Yeah, so if you want to find out more about it, you can go to www.rebellionfestivals.com. And as I said before the music, if you want to find out more about idols, go to their website. Just Google idols.
They're very, very interesting personalities. I follow them on social media as well.
Also, their videos for Mother especially are brilliant. So if you have time, go watch the videos. Go watch the music videos too.
If you want to listen to some of the songs and listen, you know, to what we've already played, they're very, very active on YouTube. I think almost every song from Brutalism does have an accompanying music video. So I would say if you want the full Idols experience, you know, to really get you to know if you wanted to go see them or if you just wanted to pursue them, you know, just listening on Spotify or something like that, I say it's a very good way to ingratiate yourself with the band's music and to become a part of the fan base. The next song we have coming to you is from the Land Down Under, Cosmic Psychos. They were formed in 1977, mm-hmm. but the song we've got for you today is from one of their newer albums.
A little bit, yeah. They've not really released anything since 2006.
Yeah.
Because a member of their band, Robbie Watts, who was a member of their band from the beginning, basically, it was 1990, he passed away in 2006.
Oh, that's
so
sad.
The band did not perform live for some time. Mm. And then they played an Australian tour with the Celibate Rifles in June 2007. But back in the 90s, they were noted as really important in the Seattle grunge scene.
Yeah.
And they went on tour with the likes of Pearl Jam and people like that. Mm-hmm. However, they were very underrated and they didn't get
the
publicity
sort of
plaudits, that other bands did, which is a shame because they're brilliant. This song I'm going to play now is called Feeling Average. But just look on YouTube and see.
Yeah, speaking of great music
see
videos,
other
this music
psychos.
Video is a very interesting
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah, this one is a very much, it's a bit like Guilty Conscious by Eminem. It's got, you know, the devil and the
there's a
angel.
Flying angelic baby. And I mean, if you want a sort of mixed up, tumultuous music experience, I would say these are one of the best bands
so
for it.
Here is Cosmic Average, Feeling Average by Cosmic Psychos. And let us know what you think at www.un1350.net.
Too much sun. Yeah, we more feel, we more sun. Go.
That was Cosmic Psychos there with Feeling Average. I hope you like that one. So we're going to play a bit of the Pigeon Detectives next. This is I Found Out. This one you'll probably know. It's one of the more well-known ones. Pigeon Detectives, for me, were one of the bands when I was younger. It was one of the bands I listened to quite a lot.
Yeah, well, it was sort of like 2006, 2007. They were there was a lot of buzz around them, especially at like Reading the Leeds Festival.
Yeah, well, they were leaping onto the main stage, as Enemy wrote in 2007.
And then the year after, they only leaped onto the same stage that they were playing before. But the music and, remains as iconic and sort of excitement filled as it did when they first made those debuts.
They are indie rock, but I think they do have punk influences, and they have spoken about punk influences beforehand, so I class them as worthy to be played on this show. But they are a little bit more indie rock, which might be quite nice after Idols and Shikari that we played earlier. This is a little bit different, a bit more towards the Green Day end, perhaps. A little bit more indie.
Yeah, it does say a lot about how heavy our show can be at times when Pigeon Detectives is sort of the chill out, mood mellower.
But these guys are from Leeds, and they've been going for 10 years last year. They did a 10-year anniversary tour, and it was sold out cross country, so they're very popular. Mm. Here is Pigeon Detectives with I Found Out.
This is
University
Radio Nottingham.
There with I Found Out.
And we were just discussing whether they deserve to be classed as sort of punk, but that song specifically, sort of with the shouting and the background noise, I find it very sort of reminiscent and a bit Hurry Up Harry by Sham 69. And
I get that feeling as well. I couldn't help but not play that song. I thought I had the punk influence.
I think one of the things about Pigeon Detectives is that they're clearly a band of music lovers as well as musicians, and that they're very sort of well grounded in sort of the music of their experience growing up, which is exactly the bands that we get to play.
Week. From one band that might be punk to one that is definitely punk, and from Nottingham themselves.
Yeah, we featured last time out on the show Sleaf of Mods for the first time, and we're going to bring it back around because we just love the song, and from some of the responses we got off you listening, you really enjoyed it as well. So we're going to bring Tied Up in Knots
Back for
Knots Calling onto URN for
Yeah, and if you missed the last time, we talked about Supermods. Supermods is a Nottingham band, and they are touring at the minute. They're going to be in Nottingham in the... Is it the theatre?
They're playing at the Albert Hall, which is just right of the church down Derby
Road. Yeah, they're playing there in September. So tickets are still available if you want to get them. And if you've...
If you
like
want to take
them,
us, we would love that.
Yeah,
as well.
Please take us, by the way. That would be really nice. But if you like them, follow them on Instagram as well. They're hilarious on Instagram. They're always posting like joke images and promotions and stuff.
Their new album called English Tapas has just gone up on Spotify. A song we always try and play from Sleeper Mods is Just Like We Do. That's on the new album as well. But this song is Tied Up in Knots. It's from their 2015 album. And it's a brilliant tune, yeah. And it's all about this city.
It's very,
so enjoy.
Very apt for Nottingham. Here it is, Tied Up in Knots, Sleeper Mods.
The smell of piss is so strong, it smells like decent bacon. Kevin's getting footloose on the overspill, under the piss station. Two pints, destroyer, on the cobbled floors. No amount of whatever is gonna chirp the chip off. It's the final countdown by fucking Journey. I woke up with shit in my sock, outside the Polish off-license. They don't mind, said the arsehole to the legs. You gotta be cruel to be kind. Shit bank, save it up like Norbert Colin. Release the stench of shit grub like a giant toilet kraken. The lonely life that is touring. I got an armful of decent tunes, mate, but it's all so fucking boring. Tied up in knots with a Z, you cunt. Black t-shirts and state toss. Knob is nuts, the rule of rough cuts. A to Z of nothing gets all the shiz. We are real, we are looking 20p and the 10p mix. Crab Eyes, another lonely little DJ with no fucking life. Weeabix, England, fucking shredded wheat, Kellogg's cunts. On bleak shiz, Artcock, the green light don't stop. The shit homegrown dealers of Berlin, begging for lolly. And it's beautiful how the privilege still let them in. Tied up in knots. Shit. And then the dealers tipped up.
Sleeper Mods there, Tied Up in Knots.
It's the perfect tune for a end of Nottingham day. So we, penultimate song there, you know, sort of a local punk sort of revival band. And we're going to finish with some sort of mod revival, new wave punk, absolute royalty with The Jam, aren't we?
Yeah. It's going to be news of the world. But thank you so much for listening in. Hopefully we'll be back next week with the same kind of amazing music.
That's the plan, because we love playing this music for you on the show just as much as hopefully you enjoy hearing it. It's a real labour of love.
We'll bring back some new music next week as well as some old ones.
Oh yeah, I've almost got a finger on what we're gonna do next week.
Have you now?
Yes, I think we might do Gouge Away.
Oh, okay.
But don't hold me to that.
Okay.
We're going to do some investigating and we'll come to you with something new and crazy as we always do. It's been a real pleasure again today, guys, and have a very, very nice rest of your week.
Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. Here is News of the World by The Jam.
We'll be right back. We're joined live in the studio by Azeem Ward.
I'm joined at the Capital FM Arena with the Vaccines.
I'm joined by Newton Faulkner. Newton, hello.
Liam, the guitarist from Chemist, on the line now. How you doing, Liam?
The incredible rap boy.
And I'm here with Philip of Nothing But Thieves. How you doing,
here at Bodega in Nottingham with Jess and the Bandits. You guys been to Nottingham before?
Yeah. I think there's equal value in performing to large crowds and also a crowd like yourselves, because we can interact with the audience a lot more.
One of our fans said, your songs give me so much hope, and I thought that was amazing.
But Nottingham's a great place for music. People are just so receptive.
That recording was literally 5 minutes after we wrote it. We're kind of constantly talking to producers about what to do with it, and everyone's kind of like, well, why don't you just use that?
There is always going to be an infidelity in the performance, but having said that, that's actually one of the reasons why live music is so nice, that kind of it can be spontaneous and it can be imperfect, but in the imperfection is some beauty.
URN After Dark. URN.